You're listening to Early Music Late with me, Simon Hayes, and my guest this week, the critic and Baroque expert, Caroline Gill, who's joined me to help set the scene for the main work in tonight's programme, Handel's early Italian cantata, Il Delirio Amoroso, The Ecstasy of Love. This is an ambitious work, Caroline. What do we know about the circumstances of its composition?
Well, it was written when Handel had not long arrived in Rome, in about 1707. It was written for one of his patrons, the Cardinal Benedetto Pamphili, who was one of a number of high-ranking clerical patrons in Rome. Opera itself was outlawed in Rome at the time. It was considered irreligious and sacrilegious, and the Pope would occasionally get on his high horse about this sort of thing, and all anybody could do was humour him about it. However, a lot of these clerics and patrons were actually much more understanding about it, and they were very interested in the Arcadian stories that you found behind opera. And so they would put money behind people like Handel to write pieces that were fundamentally as dramatic as a piece of opera, to be performed privately in one of their many palaces. And this is one of those such pieces.
So it's like a sort of a mini opera, really, sort of condensed into about 35 minutes.
Yes, it's a subversive opera, which is one of the things I love most about it.
And tell us a bit about the plot. Who's the central character?
The central character is Clory, who has just lost her lover, Tiercy, and is heartbroken about it, and she is in a grief-stricken delirium. And in this grief-stricken delirium, she believes that he's continuing to reject her as he did in life. And she is hoping and imagining that he is being tortured in hell for what he's done to her. Over the course of this story, everything turns around, and she, rather than sending him to the fields of Hades, she sends him off down the river to Elysium.
And Clory would have been sung not, I think, originally by a soprano, but presumably by a castrato.
Well, I imagine so. I mean, no women on the stage in Rome in that period. So, yes, I expect so.
So there's an interesting role reversal there as well. So, Caroline, is there anything particular we should be listening for in this performance?
Listen out for the instrumental playing. Handel had at his disposal here the most fantastic array of instruments from Pamphili's gamut of performers, a really fine musical establishment, and there are very prominent solos for all of the instruments, but in particular, listen out for Xenia Loeffler, who is the principal oboe of the orchestra. Before you know it, she's appeared out of nowhere, and she's just sailing above you with this beautiful tone, and you'll hear that in the opening ritornello.
Clory is sung now by Sandrine Pio, accompanied by the Berlin Academy for Ancient Music, who begin with the overture.